We're doing the Ketur Shana Uch Mekochim. We're up to the 67th chapter. And now we're up to the customs of taking out the Sefer Torah. Being that the Jewish people cherish the Torah, so our custom has been already for centuries, that we sell the mitzvos that relate to taking out the Sefer Torah, be it taking out the Sefer Torah, lifting the Sefer Torah, carrying the gold, the silver pomegranates, the silver bells, bring the Sefer Torah back. So this is one of the ways we honor the Torah, that we show how everyone cherishes it. Now, different communities have different customs. The Sfaradim sell it every Shabbos, usually. The Hasidim sell some of the things every Shabbos. Some Hasidim only sell maftir. Depends on the shul. I would only advise, if you're going to go to a shul where they're selling, ask someone if it's dollars or shekels. I once went to a shul and I bid. And afterwards, I was told, you know, I come to pay the 18. And I didn't understand why no one went above 18. And then I discovered it's $18. Okay, I you know, so just stay. So it was, okay. Now, when it comes to mitzvos, we compete. So even if the rabbi's bidding on a mitzvah, you could outbid the rabbi. That's okay. It's legitimate. We're each entitled to bid. Now, huh?
Bidding on the spot. Is there, on Shabbat, is there... Is it allowed or is there...
It's permitted. That's what we're saying now, that many shuls have the custom that they bid on the mitzvot, and it's one of the ways that we show that we're fond of the mitzvot. There are different customs in different shuls. Make sure you stay tuned to what's going on. Because sometimes a person has a son who's getting married that week, and he's bidding for a mitzvah. He needs to give his son that aliyah. So if you're going to bid against him, sort of unfair. You could really up the ante. So you just got to know what's going on a little bit before you start bidding. Ask people or work with someone there. Okay. Our custom is that we stand when they open the ark. Technically, that's a custom. The halacha only demands that we stand when the Sefer Torah is being moved. When we carry the Sefer Torah, so we derive from the verse, mi no eish das lomo, from God's right hand, so to speak, God gave it to Moshe. So from the time we take the Sefer Torah out of the ark to the Torah reading, we're doing a miniature reenactment of the giving of the Torah at Sinai. So the handing over of the Torah from the ark is like the handing over of the Torah from God to Moshe. And then you take it to the ark and everyone's standing, you put it down. And then on the beam, on the platform, the one who's reading, it's like he's Moshe Rabbeinu and he has someone to his left and someone to his right, corresponding to Aaron and Hur, to the students of Moshe who stood to his left and right, and the one who gets the Ali and the Gabbai. There's a whole system that corresponds. There's a whole correspondence to Sinai, and a person is supposed to feel that. When he goes up to the Torah, he's going up to something of grave importance. We all stand when we return the Sefer Torah. The correct thing is that you accompany the Sefer Torah. Sometimes you go to a shtibel, or you go to the kotel. So the Sefer Torah is housed a long way off. The correct thing is to walk out there to accompany the Sefer Torah back to the place of Torah reading. And when you conclude the Torah reading, to walk the Sefer Torah back. A person should try to see the letters of the Torah. We have a tradition that otiyot machkimot, the letters of the Torah, make a person even wiser. There's a connection you get to the Torah if you see the letters. That's what we do Hagba. We lift the Sefer Torah. Everyone's supposed to try and see the letters. When we see the Torah, what do we say? V'zot haTorah. Oh, so that's, again, because we're declaring this is the Torah that was given at Sinai. The whole system is to draw a correlation between what's happening here and Sinai. There are shuls that have the custom that when they bring the Sefer Torah out, they take a long walk, so a lot of people can give a kiss, and when they bring it back, the custom is that when we lift the Sefer Torah, so we turn to the left, we turn to the right, so that people on all sides can see it.
Your left or stage
right?
I'll look it up again. He doesn't address it right here. I seem to remember left and right, but we'll check. That's okay. Okay. Remind me, please. I'll try to look it up. When you open the Sefer Torah, you should open it to a place where there's the sewings of two parchments together. You do hagba with that in the center so that when you roll it up, you have a place to tighten it. And that should be in the center. You should open the Sefer Torah the width of three columns. That's the minimum, that people should see three columns. When you do hagba, the key is to lift it with your weight. So you push the hands down, you bend down with the Torah so that the weight, you're under the weight of the Torah, and then you stand up and the Torah, the weight is on your arms. With the Sephardi Sefer Torah, it's a totally different deal, right? You know that. But dealing with Ashkenazi Sefer Torah, so again, the key here is not to lift with your back or your arms, but to bend down and lift with your knees. If you bend down, then even a heavy Sefer Torah can be lifted that way. It's also important to tighten the parchment around the Atzei Chaim, to tighten it around the reels of the Torah, because otherwise what happens is you lift the Sefer Torah and with your wrist, it's very hard to control the weight if it's a weighty Sefer Torah. And then if it's tight, so you have one thing, you're holding it and the tightness supports, you can support one side with the other side. But if it's loose, so when you lift the Sefer Torah, it could start flying. You don't want that to happen, you don't want the Torah to tear. There should be three. There should be three. Could be more. Should be a minimum of three columns visible.